Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Scal, thank you for joining us. We were just giving a listen to your press conferences that you held right after the 2008 championship, the last championship that the Celtics won. Was that a position you were put in by the PR staff, or did you volunteer to go up to the podium and talk to the media?
You know, volunteer is interesting. I think it was more like hijack, if you want to probably use the correct adjective there. Yeah, no one really wanted me up there. I just, like, the podium was open. And I just had to, like, I got to let people know that I couldn't believe that people would pick the Lakers to beat us. I never saw it, but all the experts picked. And listen, I get things wrong, too, like currently right now. I thought that our Boston Celtics would be up 3-2. But, it's just me being me, basically.
How can that be? I have questions for you guys.
So we're 15 years or so out of that. So at this point, you average 10 points, 8 boards?
Yeah, what are your daughters?
30 years,
now?
You're the MVP, right? Isn't that what you said?
I didn't understand the explosion of YouTube and the internet and stuff like that. So that thing lives on forever. If this was the 80s, we could do that. But, it's funny. When I first got the job with the Celtics, people would be like, Scal, man, thanks for 08. And I'd be like, yeah, come on, guys. It was all KG, Paul, Ray. It was like those guys. Now, when they say that, I say, yeah, I know. I put that team on my back all the way to the finals. So, the legend grows. And, not always, sometimes it's me doing it and sometimes it's other people doing it.
So, Scal, I want to ask you about this series so far. I saw you after that game, after game 5. You're holding up that stat sheet because you're talking about Jason Tatum. And the stats do tell you it's a good game. And I have been, disappointed by him. I'm not saying he's been really, really bad. One question I had. So the mid-range, taking it to the basket, he's taking all the way to the hoop looking for the foul maybe at that rim. But you see Steph pull up or a little whatever it is, or Klay Thompson, within the paint. Would you see Jason Tatum? Is that just not part of his game right now, just that pull up before he gets to the rim, or should he continue to go to the rim?
If you're asking me, right, it's an NBA Finals, so we could be incredibly critical of the way that he's playing. If the mid-range jumper is there, I would take it. But the way the Warriors are guarding him, I'm not sure that that's in his cards. I think what's really in his cards is probably getting downhill, cracking that free throw line, and moving the ball. And I think that that's probably the best thing that he can do, because eventually that defense will soften up. You got to get those guys into rotation. But I'm telling you, a lot of these possessions, like Jason Tatum is getting the ball with 8-9 seconds on the shot clock, and he really has not a lot of options. His option is to just go in there and sort of shoot the ball, make a play. And it's not the best way to beat, the Golden State Warriors. And we're not doing, as a group, and Tatum is probably just as at fault at this as anybody, we're not doing anybody any favors offensively by walking the ball up the floor and waiting to screen a guy, get a mismatch, and starting to attack with, 7, 8, 9 seconds on the shot clock. So, if the Celtics are going to win this game, they're going to do it with speed. They got to get it up the floor. They got to drive. They got to put this Warrior defense in rotation. And they got to consistently do that. And that is really why Tatum is – and you guys asked me this, like, where do you rank Tatum as far as complete offensive player? I got him number one because he's on the ball. He's off the ball. He can drift. When you have a guy like that and he can attack closeouts and he checks all those boxes, well – we're basically, at this point, only allowing him to be one-dimensional, and that's not the best version of Jason Tatum, in my opinion.
And I guess the turnovers is just part of doing business with Jason Tatum, right? I mean, it is what it is. Like, he's just going to cough it up, and you just have to learn to live with it, right?
I mean, I think that hopefully that he can learn to make more simple plays and not have to, kind of force the issue, so... ideally he would grow through this whole thing. And I just think Like, he's really had a tough series against these guys because in his mind, I'm sure he thinks, I got Steph Curry on me, I should be scoring on him. But in my mind, it's, you got Steph Curry on you, drive the ball, put two, and now let's play from there. And so if you kind of force the issue, then you're going to have high turnover games. If you make the simple play, I'm not sure that Tatum will end up with 4, 5, 6 turnovers. And with a simple play, it still means you're aggressive, you're getting downhill, but you're just like kicking the ball out and like hitting the open man and letting that play dictate whatever it is. So I have a feeling the Celtics are going to do that in game 6. I really thought they were going to do it in game 5. I just didn't think they had any gas. I really think, and I said this before, like that Miami game really hurt them. Them losing game 6 and having to go down to Miami and play game 7, I think it came back to bite them in game 5. I'm expecting the Celtics to kind of execute what I would consider this game plan, the winning game plan for against the Golden State Warriors.
So you mentioned it's been a tough series for Tatum through most of these games. Do you feel like he's facing some unfair criticism, particularly at the national level, but even around here? Do you think he's being held to an unrealistic standard?
I mean, it's the NBA Finals, and he's first-team All-NBA. And so, no, I don't – you know, like, I think criticism is part of the deal here. You know, like, I don't – I think, like, a really like good NBA player, an elite NBA player, just sort of, like, deals with the criticism and whether it could be motivated by it, but – they don't waver in how they play. So, you know, I don't think that Jason Tatum needs to shoot the ball 30 times and score 40 points for the Celtics to win. I actually do not believe in this series that has to happen. I think that Jason Tatum has to initiate offense. I think Jason Tatum has to put the Warriors in rotation. And then whatever happens from there, I would chalk that up as a positive. So I would look at that as like a one. And there are some games, like I thought in game 1, he was like 3 for 17. I thought he played great. I'm not really a big fan against the Warriors of kind of like forcing the issue with your two star players. I think they can. It just doesn't have to result in them shooting the ball. And it doesn't even have to result in them getting assists. It results in, you know, initially putting that team into rotation and then you just play from there.
All right, so we're talking to Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports. This guy, we're talking about taking to the basket. This isn't that wall that was in Milwaukee or Bam Adebayo. They're undersized at times, and it's still difficult to get to the rim and the rebounds, the offensive rebounds. Can you explain how, at times, this Golden State Warrior team plays bigger than the Boston Celtics, and is that an issue?
It definitely is an issue. I think a lot of that has to do with Draymond Green, his health and the way that, like I said before, like this team, they're the best rotating team, I think, in the NBA. And I think a lot of that has to do with also us, like the speed at which we're playing. You know, so when you play fast and you keep teams on their heels, then you have a better chance of opening up offensive rebound opportunities, opening up the lanes. Like it forces them to be spot on their rotations. And I just not loving like when the games where the Warriors dominate the paint, I don't think that style of play. It's not just the end result. Like it's not like the Celtics are playing the same way every day, and on those days, the Warriors dominate the paint. I feel like the Celtics play a different pace, and when they play at that slower pace, the Warriors dominate. The Warriors, you feel them defensively, you feel their length, and you see them offensively. And what they're doing to us, like think of it, like Tatum and Curry are the best players in this series, right? So Curry puts us in rotation because everyone's afraid of his shooting. So we'll throw two guys at Curry at the three-point line, and then the Warriors are playing from there. Like Draymond Green passing that assist to Kevon Looney late in the paint, late in game number 4, that was because we put two guys on Steph Curry. So the key to the NBA is put two, you know, you want to force the defense to put two on you and play from there. And from there, a lot of good things happen, like a lot of offensive rebound opportunities, a lot of paint scores happen from that. And that's just like the level that Tatum needs to get to, and in this particular series, like Steph Curry has been doing that just by walking on the floor. We need Tatum to do that a little bit differently, but ultimately get the Warriors to focus in on him and overreact to Tatum, so then the rest of the guys could really start to have a really good game and open up a lot of things for them.
All right, so we're talking to Brian Scalabrine. So Brian, so the bench players for the Celtics. So if you're Ime, do you give those guys like White and Grant and Pritchard, do you give them a little bit longer leash to kind of let them kind of get into a rhythm, or do you just and then if not, I guess the alternative if he doesn't do that, he would have to give the starters just more time. What would you do if you're Ime with these guys?
Yeah, I personally think that those guys need to play in this series. We need their energy. We need their speed. You know, like Peyton Pritchard coming in and stepping on the line. It's like the difference between him catching and shooting and making a shot and him stepping on that sideline is pretty big. Like, those guys need to come in. They need to play well. But the Celtics cannot win without those guys playing well and playing with energy and affecting the game. So I would give them a little bit of a leash. But I also remember what I'm also sitting here telling you guys is I want my superstars to move the ball. So my superstars move the ball. These guys will my guess is Al Horford, Derek White, even Grant Williams, who's disappeared lately, right? I think all those guys would benefit from the superstar making those simple plays after they attack and get downhill. So I believe in those guys. They've done it before. They're not asking them. It's the reason why the Celtics are in the finals. It's not because of Tatum and Brown. Let's be real here. So, like, they're a big part of why. Like, they're the main players. But what makes the Celtics so unique across the NBA is they can move the ball. They can shoot the ball. That's that. And then they have defensive versatility. Well, I want to see more of the moving the ball, the high-level decision-making, and the three-point shooting. Celtics need them if they're going to beat the Warriors. So I have to just trust that those guys will eventually make the plays that they need to make.
All right, Scott, last thing, real quick. Do you like them tomorrow night? The force of game 7.
I do. I really believe that they are still the better team. They just ran out of gas in game 5, and I think they will back it up. I think they will. Now, 7, I'm not sure. I'm really not. I mean, that's anything can happen in 7, but I really believe it's going to be really difficult for the Warriors to beat the Boston Celtics on that Garden floor.
All right, it's Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. Scal, enjoy the game tonight. We'll be listening to you pre and post, and hopefully there's a game 7. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine is brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. John Sewer and Drain Clean, the name to know when your drains won't flow. And by the air doctor of Brian Scalabrine, that'd be Dr. Matthew Lopresti. You can call now at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.